Hello and welcome to Classique 15, the podcast home of top tips for young and emerging classical artists. I'm Jack Pepper, I'm a composer and radio presenter in the UK, and the idea of this series is for you to have a coffee-sized conversation with some key classical music names, from on stage to behind the scenes. Today, we shine a spotlight on music journalism and broadcasting with the help of Remy Franck. He was born in Luxembourg in 1952 and published his first articles about music at the tender age of 16 before going on to host his own broadcast series on RTL by 18. Now, he became one of Europe's first to present concerts for children, that from 1971. He studied journalism and went on to edit magazines and work as a broadcast producer and as a producer for various international record labels, including Naxos. In 1991, he founded the musical magazine Pizzicato, which in 2014 became an internet site, pizzicato.lu. As its editor-in-chief, he has been a member of the jury of the International Classical Music Awards, the ICMA, and since 2009, the jury president. So, when we spoke on a video call, Remy started here, taking us inside the world of the ICMA.
Well, ICMA has different awards for recordings, video and audio, and for some special awards. And from the beginning, we had always an Young Artist Award. And today we do even more. So we have this Discovery Award for very young artists from 12 to 18. And we have, from last year, the ICMA Classique Award in our collaboration with Classique.
And so do people apply for this? Does this come through agents? What do you need to have in order to be potentially recognised?
Yes. Well, in fact, we are all journalists. So we do the nominations. We become aware of an artist in our work. And then each jury member can nominate a candidate. And then we vote upon. And at the end, we have a result and a winner.
And you are key in the decision-making process as president of the jury since 2009. What would you say you look for in a young artist? If you could sort of narrow it down, I know it's a big ask, but what are the key things that you look for in a young or emerging artist?
Of course, we look for excellence in artistic world, in musical performances and so on. So that's what, and in communication. If you see somebody playing, you can see how charismatic he or she is. And then, of course, the musical quality is the most important.
And how important is potential? Do you look at an artist and think this is somebody who could really grow and you recognise them in that way? And how much is the sort of the finished product?
Well, that's a very difficult question because you never know what an artist will become. We had some artists of whom I thought they would have a great potential, and after 2 years, nobody heard about them. So other artists, we still follow them and we still see how they are growing and how they are doing very well in the musical world. But it's very difficult today. The market is so big and we have so many young artists. And that's a little bit our task, to really find somebody who is very good and whom we can follow in the future and help to make a career.
It's interesting you talk about sort of being taken by surprise as to where an artist might go next and how their career develops. What would you say have been the big surprises working with the awards, but also we should say you're there as the founder and editor-in-chief of Pizzicato, the music magazine and website. What would you say have been the big surprises for you as somebody who's been immersed in this world all your life? What continues to surprise you?
I'm still amazed about how some people really go on in the musical, how they are really well doing their career. And on the other hand, I'm surprised sometimes that artists do not even try to get an input from us. And then after some time, you will never heard, you have never heard about them again. So it's really a matter of chance also, but also a matter of communicating. What I like very much is that young artists, for instance, come and speak with us to take advice. Some people ask for advice, some do not. But if they are continuously in contact with us, we can continuously report on what they are doing and assist them in what we are doing. It's the publication of articles or radio broadcasts or whatever. So we can help them. But if they don't ask, if they don't inform us about what they are doing, we cannot do anything about it.
And what are the kind of questions that you are willing to be asked? Because from the young artist's point of view, they're thinking, we've got this respected broadcaster or journalist and jury that we're addressing. What are the kind of questions that you can actively ask a jury and beyond the awards themselves?
I'm very open to everything. We had some artists coming asking us about the program of a CD. Even if we would put one particular work in the first place or in the last place or whatever. So some other artists come and say, I have an opportunity to play there. Would you say this is important? Another one is asking me, I'm an opportunity to get into a quartet, for instance. And I told him in that particular case, no, because this quartet you are speaking about is not corresponding to what your temperament is. You will not be happy in this ensemble. And unfortunately, he did not listen to my advice. And 1 year later, he quit the quartet again. And then he called me and said, yes, you were right. It was not my cup of tea. I'm pretty much open to everything what they will ask.
And so if somebody was asking you about your job then, and not just being a performer, being an artist, but if they were asking you about being, say, you know, the editor of a major magazine and website, you created Pizzicato, what would you say are the most important attributes for an editor, for a journalist? If somebody was looking to do what you do, what are the really important qualities?
Well, the really important qualities today is having some experience. I can see that a lot of journalists today start in their métier and they don't have any background. Well, I'm now quite an old man. I'm 71. And so I began writing and broadcasting when I was 18. So I wrote over 10,000 reviews of vinyls and later CDs. So I have quite a lot of experience. And if you cannot have this experience, at least you should know what happened in the last 50 years on the recording market, in the musical world, how things changed, what were the most important figures. If I'm today reviewing a CD or an album of a tenor, I should know how Caruso was singing, how Alfredo Kraus was singing, how Carlo Bergonzi was singing. If you don't know that, you can't honestly review a CD from a tenor today.
But it's interesting you say that you started so young. I think your first article was published even sooner. I think you were about 16 when your first article was published.
And sometimes today when I go back to this first article, I say, oh, my God, what did you say there? I would say it differently today, of course. I was very young. But at that moment already, I was listening to music from when I was 7 years old. So I knew a lot of operas when I was 7, 8 years old and a lot of symphonic music. And so I had already quite a listening experience when I started writing about it.
And it's interesting how, you know, as a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old, and not just in print, but we should say as a broadcaster as well, how do you translate at that early age knowledge from listening to music into a coherent broadcast or article? It's interesting you sort of say you flinch when you look at it now, but sort of take us back to that time. What were you struggling with? What were you really enjoying as a teenager working in that field?
But for me, it was a huge opportunity at that moment because I had a lot of chance to being able to do this at such a young age. Not everybody has the opportunity to do it. I had the right people helping me to start my career. And when I was collaborating in the major newspaper here in Luxembourg and also with RTL, at that period, I had my own broadcast every week already when I was 18. I really was could be glad to have the right people helping me. But you have to show some enthusiasm, and which I probably did. And so everything started, yes.
And how do you find them? How do you, maybe it's a simplistic question, but to get a show, were you actively knocking on doors and sending a letter to somebody? How do you get your first show?
No, it came more or less because I was involved with Jeunesse Musicale in Luxembourg. So I got to know some people in the musical scene here in Luxembourg, and I had one of my teachers asking me to do it. And so it's a matter of chance. And this is also true for young artists. If they have a chance to be seen and heard by us, and if then we give them an award, it is a chance out of thousands to be remarked and seen and heard.
It's a platform, isn't it, as well?
It's a platform, yes.
It is that sort of calling card or business card, if you like, for an artist. So what would you say you were challenged by? Because it sounds so sort of straightforward, you know, 16, publish an article, and 18, have your own show. What did you struggle with? What did you take time to really come to understand about the profession?
Well, I was still a student at that time, and I hadn't, and it was not my first priority to write, but to make broadcasting. But I could combine both very easily, and I always had not only the journalistic side of music, but also the organizing side. As I said, I started with Jeunesse Musicale, this movement in Luxembourg, and Jeunesse Musicale was at that moment organizing also concerts. So I helped organizing concerts. One of the very first concerts which I was involved with was the Berlin Philharmonic with Herbert von Karajan here in Luxembourg. So I really had some very good opportunities. And then I started also very early my own series with young artists from the conservatory here in Luxembourg. So it was not only the journalistic side, but also helping musicians by organizing something.
And what would you say you understand now that you didn't when you started? Is there something that over time your career has taught you that you didn't understand before?
Well, I may be a little bit more calm and more reflective than I was at the time when. But mostly, I would say it's really about having the knowledge, about reading about music, about listening a lot, what is happening, having an overview of what is happening in the musical market. And obviously today this is very different from what we had at that time, the 70s or 80s. There are much more publications of CDs today. There are many more artists, are many more concerts today. We have more concerts than when we ever had. Even in a way, we had, I would say, there is too much, maybe even. We have too many artists on the market. That's also a difficulty because obviously a big number of them never will make a decent career.
So what is the most sort of important immediate next step, you'd say, for a young musician listening, an emerging artist? What's the best thing they can do in the next week, say? What can they do practically immediately to put themselves in the best position?
Reach out, because if they don't reach out to journalists, I always say a CD which hasn't been reviewed has not been published. And that's why today many artists have PR officers and rely on them to make known what they have done. It's really about this. You must always work. Career is not only music. You have to really be aware of publicity, of publishing everything about you, of having somebody helping you in the media to get a certain presence and visibility. And that's what our winners also say. We as ICMA give them a greater visibility. And that's very important.
Well, it's a treat to explore this world further with you, dipping into the world of ICMA, pizzicato and more. Remy Franck, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for your company in this, our latest edition of Classique 15. And remember, the whole series is available to listen on the usual podcast platforms and online at classique.com, where you can also find all of Classique's latest news and artist opportunities, as well as their online concert series and video on demand. Classic's social media, at Classic Music, will give you the very latest. Thank you for joining me, Jack Pepper. And until we speak again, keep that music playing.